Sharper Point Commentary, presented by Schwartz Laser Eye Center.
When Governor Katie Hobbs said this after Arizona's Supreme Court ruled that the 1864 near total ban on abortion is the law,
I'm devastated by this decision.
I believed her, but I also know that when Senator Mark Kelly says he's devastated by this decision and follows it up by saying,
elections do matter. There are ways to fix this.
He's maybe kind of a little excited that this may mean people will vote for Democrats this fall. And he may be right. I know that Republican consultant, political consultant, and former state legislator Stan Barnes believes this decision, made in a presidential election year, a year that will also feature a major U.S. Senate race here in Arizona, is an electoral gift for Democrats. Because
I don't think any Republican candidate in Arizona was prepared for the implications of the Supreme Court decision today.
It will also most certainly become a major topic, although I don't know if it will take over the number one and number two issues in this election, the border and the economy. I do know that there are people who feel very, very strongly about abortion, whether they are pro-choice or pro-life. It's why I won't, in this commentary, tell you my beliefs on abortion, but I will ask you to listen carefully to what politicians have to say about this issue. And most importantly, what they say about the other side on this issue, because some people will use this issue to drive an even bigger wedge between Americans and Arizonans. And that's the last thing we need. Please just remember, despite what the fire-breathing politicians have to say about the other side, most people on the left who support abortion access don't do so because they want to see babies killed, which is what some right-wing politicians want you to believe. And most people on the right who want to restrict abortions aren't secret fascists who want to control women's bodies, which is what some left-wing politicians want you to believe. Both sides, so that you'll vote for them. There are exceptions, of course. Abortion clinic bombers on one side, and the people who insist that on-demand, taxpayer-funded abortions should be available up until 3 minutes before birth. But those people aren't your neighbor. They're not your mom, your dad, or your cousin. So if you're really pro-choice, choose to love the people on the other side of this issue. And if you're really pro-life, choose to continue to have a life with these people in them.